You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has warned of escalating violence in Sudan's armed conflict, citing ethnic-motivated attacks, sexual violence and recruitment of children. He has called for an end of violence and a contraction of armed actors. Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of the armed conflict in Sudan, which resulted from the overthrow of the government by Sudan's Rapid Support Military Group, which deposed the former president Omar al-Bashir. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Saif Magangu. Jumbo, Saif, and very good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
How do you feel about the current situation in Sudan? That's 1 year after the country was plunged into war.
It's absolutely catastrophic. The war in Sudan has had a devastating impact on civilians. It has displaced many families and close to 15,000 people killed so far. It is absolutely a nightmare, and it needs to end as soon as possible.
Do you think, though, that the international community is doing enough to address the humanitarian situation and the crisis in Sudan?
The international community is doing something, but it would be to overstretch it to say that enough has been done. The humanitarian appeal for Sudan, the amount of funds needed to deal with the crisis in Sudan is only about 7% funded. It's important that funding is provided. It is encouraging that overnight we've received information that donors meeting in Paris have pledged $2 billion. To help with the humanitarian situation in Sudan, but more still needs to be done because it's been a year of incredible suffering. About 8 million people have been displaced. South Sudan is the world's largest and most complex humanitarian crisis at the moment, with the potential to destabilize the entire region. Indeed, more still needs to be done to help out.
So the $2 billion that they hope to raise, will that be enough? And how hopeful are you that this will be achieved?
There is clearly a first step now for the pledges that have been made. So we hope that indeed the finances will be released quickly and in a sustainable fashion so that people can be helped wherever they may be across the region, in Uganda, in Egypt, in Ethiopia, and within Sudan itself. But primarily what needs to happen is an end to the fighting. There cannot be a sustainable end solution to this crisis without silencing the guns. That must happen, and there is need for all countries with influence to help to get this to happen, on top of helping to alleviate the suffering while the conflict is ongoing, as is the case.
Now, some feel that the conflict in Sudan has been neglected. What is your reading into the global community focusing more on the war, the current wars in the Middle East, as well as the conflict between Russia and Ukraine?
Well, it is a fact, a reality that the conflict in Sudan is taking place concurrently with other very concerning conflicts around the world, and none is more important than the other. The world is incumbent on the world, the region, and everybody to work towards resolving all these conflicts, because at the end of the day, all human life is equal, and all these people in these conflicts are suffering. And their suffering needs to be alleviated. The world needs to step up and ensure that no conflict is neglected. Indeed, the Sudan conflict has dragged on for so long with very little funding, with a lot of suffering upon suffering. And I think, but also besides calling on the international community, we need to return the ball to the court of the South Sudanese, of the Sudanese, sorry, the Sudanese armed groups themselves, and the armed forces of the Sudanese, the current armed forces of Sudanese government, to find a negotiated solution. Ultimately, the responsibility is on the warring parties to stop fighting, but also during the fighting to respect international humanitarian law and not to target civilians, as has been the case. There's been an incredible amount of ethnic-based killing, a lot of sexual violence by armed actors and their allies. Just over the weekend and at the start of this week, we're hearing that the Rapid Support Forces and their allies have burnt some villages near Al-Fashir in Darfur, a situation that portends further violence, human rights violations and abuses, and could actually inflame the situation even further. So indeed, Sudan needs attention, but it has to be concerted attention both internally and externally. First of all, to stop the fighting, but also to work politically towards restoring a civilian government.
The armed actors is one thing, but what role does the UN see for the regional actors in resolving the conflict in Sudan, particularly those neighboring countries that are hosting the displaced Sudanese civilians?
Well, we have to commend them for taking in so many refugees. These countries already are stretched within themselves economically, but they have opened their borders for people to come in, and they've given safety to those who've been able to cross into their countries. They also need to do more, to support a peaceful resolution, the diplomatic resolution of this conflict. I think they need to be, as the countries closest to Sudan and arguably most likely to be affected and actually being affected by this conflict, mm-hmm. Their voices need to be heard in international efforts to resolve this unfortunate situation.
I thank you so much for your time, Mr. Mugongo.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
That was Saif Mugongo.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.